Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball here tonight on KJN.com as we bring you a special web-only broadcast here this evening between the Derek Casey Bombers and the Exira EHK Spartans. It's a girl-boy doubleheader here tonight in Elkhorn, and getting ready to get things started here. This girls' contest that'll tip off first here just about 7 minutes away. Both teams out there getting themselves warmed up, and should be a fun night of basketball here for you. We've got teams that they all have all their numbers on one side of the column, and that's the W column. So it should be an interesting matchups here tonight for both of these ball games.
Yeah, both Elkhorn Kimbleton and Adair Casey standing undefeated on the season. Elkhorn Kimbleton, or Exira EHK rather, at 3-0, and Adair Casey 4-0 on the season. For Adair Casey, they've started the year with wins over Lennox 59-21, Walnut 58-35, Iowa Christian Academy 46-35, and Diagonal just last night 69-37. And for Adair Casey, they've got some pretty good performances already by some of their star players, especially those playing down low inside. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. For Exira EHK, they've picked up wins over AHST, a 55-22 season opener that we had for you on KJAN. They beat Glidden-Ralston 45-30 and Ankeny Christian 65-16 in their last outing. So both these teams unbeaten coming into tonight's action.
So it should make for a fun ball game here tonight. And once again, you are listening to high school basketball here on KJN.com tonight. To Chris Parks alongside Jim Field. And we'll have both ball games here for you this evening, both the girls and the boys. Go ahead and take a quick break here for you, and then we'll come back and talk about the starting lineups and how these two teams match up here tonight. You're listening to high school basketball on KJN.com.
Your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee is keeping it current. Search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook or text Hot Deals, HOTDEALS, to the number 49833 to receive weekly text messages. Sign up at Hy-Vee.com to have our ad delivered directly to your inbox. So remember to search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook and check us out and text Hot Deals to the number 49833 for special savings and events only at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
And welcome back. Continuing coverage here of high school basketball tonight here on KJN.com. Chris Parks and Jim Field with you from Elkhorn here tonight as we'll get set for a basketball double dip here this evening. And the two girls teams out there getting warmed up, and we'll take a look here at how these two teams match up. Derek Casey, of course, coached by Corey Bartz. They're 4-0 on the season here so far, and they're kind of a team that's got a mix of a little bit of experience out there and some new faces that they're kind of working in the rotation as well, but definitely some names that you recognize from over the years, and they've off to a good start, and they're getting some real recognition for it as well.
Yeah, they have, Chris. We mentioned 4-0 on the season in that opener against Lennox. Ruth Quinn, threw in 20 points, had 15 rebounds along with that. Katie Clark had a 19-point, 13-rebound performance, and you're going to hear those names a lot throughout. Clark also had 21 points. Ruth had 13, and London Vice had 10 against Walnut. Against ICA, it was Clark with 15. Ruth had 8 points and 8 rebounds, and Vice tossed in 11 points to help lead the way. So they were getting some pretty consistent performances from some of their key players already. Katie Clark averaging over 18 points a game. Quinn Ruth averaging almost 14, and London Vice averaging 10.5 so far here on the season for the Bombers.
So a good-looking lineup there for the Bombers, and as we mentioned, they have started off 4-0. For the Spartans, head coach Tom Peterson, they're 3-0 on the season, and of course, Coach Peterson always seems to put out a competitive ball club out onto the floor, and they are definitely working through put some new faces out there on the floor here this season, but so far off to a good start.
Well, and some good individual performances, too. And 16 seems to be the number for Exira EHK. Their leading scorer in each of their three ball games so far has 16 points. Maddie Peppers with 16 points, 10 rebounds against AHST. Taylor Peterson had 13, and also Rachel Smith had 10. Against Glidden-Ralston, it was Peppers again with 16. Peterson had 10, and Smith with 10. And then against Ankeny Christensen, it was Peterson with 16 points and Peppers with 10. So look for somebody to put 16 up on the board tonight for Exira EHK, I guess.
Seems to be the magic number. And, of course, Maddie Pepper is one of those leading scorers that they expect out there on the floor night in and night out to kind of lead the charge. So that's how these two teams have kind of gone through their seasons here so far. And, as we mentioned, you know, Peppers is kind of the leader out there as far as putting points onto the scoreboard.
Peppers and Peterson primarily. Maddie Peppers, 14 points. Taylor Peterson, 13. Rachel Smith, the freshman, getting good minutes, averaging just a little under 9 points a game and doing a lot of good things out there. You don't see a lot of freshmen handling the basketball very much for a lot of teams, but she'll do a lot of the ball handling out front as well for the Spartans.
Well, that'll be an interesting matchup here tonight as well, as Derek Casey's got some experience bringing the ball up the floor there with Macy James helping to run some of the show out there for the Bombers. So we'll see how they match up here in that front here tonight as well. Just a couple minutes away here from getting things tipped off here in this girls' contest. We'll go ahead and take one more quick break. We'll come back and bring you the starting lineups here for these two teams. This is high school basketball on KJN.com.
My teeth don't hurt. Hey, my great aunt's in town. I'm waiting for a phone call from the president. Our dog ate my watch. My insurance card got lost in the flood of 1998. I have fewer teeth than fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markham and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
Back here with the coverage of high school basketball tonight on KJN.com from Elkhorn, as it's the Exira EHK Spartans hosting the Adair Casey Bombers for a double dose of basketball here tonight. And the girls game getting ready to start here in just a moment. We'll get right into your starting lineups here for you. For the visiting Adair Casey Bombers, they'll send out this starting five. Number 15, Macy James, the 5'6 senior. Number 21, Katie Clark, the 5'9 junior. Number 23, Elizabeth Mulder, 5'3 junior. Number 45, Quinn Ruth, a 5'11 junior. And number 53, London Vice, a 5'11 sophomore out there to start the game here tonight for the Bombers. They are 4-0, and their head coach is Corey Bartz. For the Exira EHK Spartans, head coach Tom Peterson, they're 3-0. They'll send out this starting five. Number 12, Rachel Smith, the 5'8 freshman. Number 22, Chansey Nelson, a 5'7 junior. Number 24, Maddie Peppers, the 5'8 senior. Number 30, Taylor Peterson, the 5'10 senior. And number 32, Cassidy Beeson, the 5'9 senior. That's the starting five for the Spartans. And both teams are just getting ready to get introduced here to the crowd as we get things started here tonight.
Yeah, both these teams just kind of work just slightly differently. For Exira EHK, they like to do it with defense and ball movement and try to move the basketball quicker than you can keep up with them. On the other side, for Adair Casey, well, they'll try to move the ball fairly well, too. They're going to try to do it with the low post game. We've got Ruth, you've got Vice, both about 5'11", almost 6 feet tall down low, and Katie Clark, a very athletic player at 5'9", 5'10". She's also able to get inside and move that ball around pretty well. So it's a pretty good matchup between these different types of players, the different types of teams. We'll see which kind of style wins out.
Definitely an interesting matchup here as we start off our evening here tonight. Once again, thanks for tuning in here on KJN.com tonight. Of course, over on the radio at AM 1220 and KJN tonight, we've got Iowa men's basketball as they're set to take on the Northern Iowa Panthers up in Cedar Falls tonight. So you can hop over there and catch some of that broadcast this evening as well if you're interested in how the Panthers or Hawkeyes are doing. And we'll also course, have this here for you on the web here all night long with the girls game here first and then the boys game a little bit later on here tonight on KJN.com. We'll go ahead and listen in here for our national anthem. band, our national anthem, taken care of here by the Xyra EHK Pep Band here tonight as we get set for high school basketball here on KJN.com. It's the Dare Casey Bombers on the road to take on the Xyra EHK Spartans, and we're ready to play basketball here. The Bombers wearing their road black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. And for the Spartans, wearing their home white uniforms with the maroon lettering and trim here tonight as we get set to start basketball. Once again, your starting lineups for Adair Casey. It's Macy James, Katie Clark, Elizabeth Mulder, Quinn Ruth, and London Weiss. For the Spartans, Rachel Smith, Chansey Nelson, Maddie Peppers, Taylor Peterson, and Cassidy Beeson. And it's going to be Peppers and Ruth in the center circle here as we get things tapped off as the Bombers will work to right to left here. And Spartans will work from left to right. And the tap is won by Ruth, and it's controlled by Macy James. She'll push it up the left side of the floor over to Weiss. Back up top to James. Lob down low. Ruth is open behind the defender. Missed the shot, though. Rebound. Putback attempt is no good by Clark. Rebound comes down on the floor, and Cassidy Beeson picks it up. Spartans now with the basketball. They'll throw it across here as Rachel Smith works it over right side to Chansey Nelson. Now back up top to Smith. Here's Nelson now with it. We'll dump it off to Beeson. Beeson way outside. We'll dump it off now to Smith. She'll take a couple of dribbles to the elbow and dump it back out. Nelson goes in the corner. Peterson, she picks up her dribble, dumps it down low to Peppers on the block. Turnaround move, shot is good. Maddie Peppers spins baseline and knocks it down. 2-0 Spartans.
Both teams packing in a 2-3 zone here to start the ball game, and both trying to push the effort up front.
And a little bit of a walk this time down the floor as they got London Weiss down on the block on the run, but she shuffled the feet before the shot got up. So the basket did not count there, and it'll turn back over here to the Spartans. And now we're going to have another turnover here. Stepping on the sideline here was Beeson, so it'll turn back over here to the Bombers. And they'll inbound it here, and Clark will get it in the backcourt. Clark will fire it up ahead to James. James will lob it up ahead now here down the block to Weiss. He'll dump it back up top. Couple of dribbles and a toss over to Ruth. It's tapped and controlled on that far side, but then tipped and stolen away. And Mulder had it for a moment, then it was tipped and stolen. Spartans on the run with it. Here's Nelson right side, dumps it down low. It's tipped and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by the Bombers, and the Spartans will keep it here underneath. Inbound lob will come from Rachel Smith. She gets it into Nelson. She'll bring it out and now dump it back in the corner to Smith. Smith will dribble it back out high to the top of the key. Smith looks it over left side. Nelson a dribble, a pump fake, now sends it off to Peppers. She takes a pump fake and then got her shot partially blocked in the air. Nice rebound underneath, and a putback is good by Taylor Peterson, and she gets fouled as well. She'll go to line and try to make it a three-point play. Taylor Peterson there with the and the free throw will come here as Peterson will try to cap off the three-point play, and she gets it to go.
Quinn Ruth picked up that foul, by the way, for Dear Casey down low. Her first, team's first.
Inbound pass will come to Clark, and she'll bring it ahead on the dribble. Guarded closely by Nelson. Gets her to fall down, then stops in the top of the circle and misses a shot well wide, and it goes out of bounds back to the Spartans. Inbound pass will come here to Rachel Smith. Smith will fire it to Peppers. Now she puts it ahead to Beeson. Back across to Smith. In the corner to Nelson. Down on the block. Peterson had to save it. Lobbed it back inbounds, and Smith's able to track it down. She'll toss it over to Peppers and get it right back from her. They'll reset the offense here. Working against that 2-3 zone for the Bombers. They'll lob it right side. Peppers gets a screen. Now kicks it back over to Smith. She'll try the three, and that one's no good. Too short. Rebound pulled down by Clark. She'll push it on the run here for the Bombers. Dribble, throw it left side. James tries to step across, got away with a walk, missed the shot, and the rebound comes down here to Beeson. Spartans push it ahead. Peppers tries to lob it and lobs it way too high that time for Peterson, and it'll go out of bounds here to the Bombers. And pressure now put on here full court by the Spartans. Inbound will be put in by Mulder. Mulder looking for somebody and can't get any help. Now throws it in the middle. gets it to James. Now they lob it up ahead. Weiss on the run over to Ruth. Nice passing up the floor, and Ruth knocks it down off the glass. They break pressure and get a bucket, and that's the first points of the game here for the Bombers. It's now 5-2. Spartans on top, and Smith with the basketball out front. Smith will dribble, now lob it over to Nelson. Kicks it in the corner now to Peterson. Peterson will skip, pass it across Beeson. Now down on the block to Nelson. Her shot blocked by Ruth. Rebound by Peppers. Her putback attempt is good. Maddie Peppers now has four, and it's 7-2 Spartans. On the run, James, a nice pass down on the block to Weiss, and she gets the shot to go in, gets fouled. She'll go to line for a chance at a three-point play.
Pretty bounce pass through traffic, and nice tough touch there by the sophomore to get that one to go.
Rachel Smith picks up her first foul. First foul against the Spartans. And now at the free throw line to try to complete it is Weiss, and rims out with the free throw attempt, so doesn't complete it there, and it stays 7-4. Smith now will get it across against a little bit of half-court pressure there by the Bombers, and she dribbles in traffic, tried to dump it across. A little bit of a slow pass. Peppers had to knock it back outside. They got it to Beeson, missed the shot. Rebound underneath Peterson, and then Peppers got it back from Peterson, and she dumped it out, and a quick seven-footer was hit on the arm there by Peppers, or on Peppers, and she'll go to the line now to shoot two.
Yeah, London Weiss picking up the foul that time, her first.
Second team foul now here against the Bombers, and the first free throw by Peppers is good.
Don't know there was a lot of contact on that foul, but it always looks awkward when it comes from behind.
And Beeson's going to check out here, and it'll be Kennedy Madsen checking in here for the Spartans. And the free throw up and good, no good this time there by Peppers. So she makes one out of two at the line, and they'll push it up ahead now for the Bombers. Weiss has it right wing. She'll take a couple of dribbles into the lane, lob it down to Ruth. Ruth had her shot blocked by Peterson, and Peterson then saved it before it went out of bounds. Nice play by Taylor Peterson. Peppers now gets it and fires it up ahead on the run over to Madsen. Madsen lost the handle on it and has it stolen. Weiss gets the basketball. Now they'll push it up ahead, and a foul here up the floor as Chansey Nelson was riding a little bit hard against Katie Clark, and she will get the foul call as Nelson picks up her first. Checking in now here for Adair Casey. They'll bring in Danny McCorkle. And Elizabeth Mulder gets a rest. And now for the Spartans, Morgan Heegrick is going to check in, and Chansey Nelson's going to come out. Inbound pass will get into Katie Clark. And now they'll extend with some man-type pressure as they kind of do the matchup zone here for the Spartans. Clark picked up her dribble, now has to find some help, dumps it off to Ruth way out top. Now she'll try to lob it down low. Nice look to James, who was open behind the defender. The defender got kind of lazy there, and James got open there for the basket. Now a fight on the floor for the basketball up the floor. Smith went to the floor, but they got it ahead and worked it down low, and a nice pass down on the block to Peterson, and she gets fouled, and she'll go to line to shoot too. The foul's going to be whistled there on Katie Clark. That'll be her first. Third team foul now here against the Bombers. And it's 8-6 here. Spartans on top with a chance to try to extend it here for Peterson, and she does knock down the first free throw. One more coming for Taylor Peterson. 3:29 left to go here first quarter. It's 9-6 Spartans. And the free throw on the way. Short rebound pulled down by Weiss underneath. Up ahead, they work it now right side. McCorkle jumps in the air and dumps it down to James. Now across the court. Nice pass to the block to Clark, but she missed the point-blank shot. Rebound, though, by Weiss, and she gets the put back. Kept it up above her head and just bounced it right back in off the glass. 9-8 now your score, one-point ball game. Spartans work it across against some pressure here from the Bombers. And Smith will set up the offense out top. Smith waiting for something to develop. Now sends it over to Heegrick. Heegrick right back to Smith. She'll take a dribble, fire it right side over to Peterson. Now down on the baseline to Peppers. They try to pass it across to Madsen. It's tipped and a jump ball on the floor as Clark got tied up with Peppers and Peterson. And we'll see who the... Oh, they're going to call a timeout instead. So the Bombers are going to get the basketball and a timeout call here from the bench. So quick 30-second timeout. It's 9-8, Spartans on top by one with 2:48 left to go here first quarter.
That's a good rally here by Adair Casey. They were down here early, 5-0 right out of the gate, but they've been able to battle back a little bit, trying to get that ball down inside. You see, they really don't. Their bread and butter is to take a lot of outside shots. They're really trying to stuff that ball down low with everybody they have.
Yeah, they really want to work that ball down into Weiss and Ruth, and so far they did a decent job of trying to look for those gals down there on the block. Passing has been pretty good at times here for the Bombers to get folks open. And now after the quick timeout, after they keep possession and the timeout, because Clark got a hold of it, and they called a timeout of the bench, and they'll work it up ahead. It's Clark now back up top. James now over to Clark. Back to James. Left side pass now here. Get to Weiss. Now back over right side to Clark. Now it's tapped. Smith knocked it into the backcourt. James able to track it back down and gets it off to Clark. Right back to James. They'll work the pass now down on the block. McCorkle, the quick shot, no good. Rebound by Ruth underneath. She's in a lot of traffic and decides to back it back out. James at the top of the key is open for the three. She missed it left side, and it's going to go out of bounds and go back to the Spartans. Up off the bench, Taylor Peterson and Chansey Nelson will check back in here for the Spartans. Inbound pass now. Here comes to Smith. A little bit of pressure here again by the Bombers. And they pass it over to Chansey Nelson here, and she'll dribble it up left side. Now works it into the middle. Tried to pass it across the lane, and it goes off the foot of Clark out of bounds. It'll stay with Exira EHK. Beeson will inbound. She kicks it in here to Rachel Smith. Smith over to Beeson. Now inside the lane, they go to Maddie Peppers. She takes one dribble in traffic, now puts it up high off the glass and gets it to go.
Nice soft touch.
Maddie Peppers now with 7. It's 11-8. Spartans on top. Pass over to Katie Clark, now to Weiss. Back up top now to James. James over to Clark. Clark's going to fire up the three ball. That's off the mark. Rebound is brought down. Whoop. It was touched by Peppers on the end line, I believe, so it will be a Adair Casey basketball. She had good positioning, but ball kind of bounced that direction. Couldn't track it down before stepped out of bounds.
Bombers don't give you any free rebounds. They really crash the boards pretty hard.
Inbound now here. We'll get into Weiss. Now over to Clark. She fires a baseball pass back up top to James. Now they get it out on the block to McCorkle. In traffic. Pass it over to Weiss. Nice quick pass to Ruth, and she's open for the bucket. Nice job moving the basketball quickly that time by the Bombers in traffic, and they get the bucket. It's 11-10 now. And now ball's knocked out of bounds here up the floor. The Spartans will inbound it here on the sideline. 1:16 left to go here in this first quarter of play. It's 11-10. Spartans on top. Hegrick check back in here for the Spartans. They pass it over her left side. Now the pass is blocked. They try to get it into Peppers. It was hit away by James. They keep it out top. Chansey Nelson, one dribble, now dumps it off to Beeson. Back to Nelson. Nelson running the point right now here for the Spartans. She'll send it over right side. Peterson now down on the block to Peppers. Flies by a defender. Missed the shot, though, and the rebound is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by the Bombers. Elizabeth Mulder and Brenda Westergaard check into the lineup here for the Bombers. Chansey Nelson will inbound here. They get it into Hegrick out high. She dumps it down on the block to Beeson. In traffic, forces the shot up. Missed it. Rebound by Peterson. And now a foul here on the wrist is going to be whistled against Elizabeth Mulder. Mulder picks up the foul. Her first and the team's fourth. And now three new faces for the Spartans. Claire Paulson comes in, along with Taylor Paulson. And Kennedy Madsen back in there as well. Nelson's going to send it in. It's knocked out of bounds, though. Weiss got a hand in the passing lane. They're looking for Madsen on the block. They'll inbound once again. Other side of the basket. Chansey Nelson looks to lob it in, gets it in the corner. Pass into Claire Paulson. Now they'll dump it off back to Chansey Nelson. Baseline jumper is good. Nice little floater there from the baseline. And now a travel call here immediately against Mulder as she got the inbound pass. And it'll turn right back over here to the Spartans. Inbound from Hegrick and gets it off to Nelson. 32 seconds left to go first quarter. It's 13-10 Spartans. Nelson out top. Nelson working it, and they're going to wait and hold on to the basketball here, looking for a final shot here in this first quarter. Claire Paulson back over to Chancey Nelson. Back over to Paulson. Paulson to Nelson. Nelson with 8 seconds. We'll kick it out to Hegrick. She's open for the three. Knocks it down. Morgan Hegrick with the triple. It's 16-10, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Big bucket at the end of the quarter here for the Exira EHK Spartans, and they lead it. Once again, your score here, 16-10 over the visiting Adair Casey Bombers. We'll take a quick break, come back with second quarter action. This is high school basketball on KJN.com.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at, well, we used to call it the Dane Dome. Gotta come up with a new nickname now. It's over the Spartans.
Call it the Dane Dome. As long as it says welcome to Dane Country in that scoreboard,
that's
still
true.
Feels like the Dane Dome.
It does. We're here at Elkhorn tonight. The high school formerly known as Elkhorn Kimbleton. Now it's Exira EHK. As they play host to the Bombers of Adair Casey. 16-10 our score. Exira EHK with the lead as we go to the second quarter. Tonight's girls basketball matchup. Spartans have the basketball first as they'll inbound and work the ball ahead. Left side, it's Nelson out top. Back to Smith as they work around that zone defense employed by the Bombers as they lob it now down inside. Quinn Ruth slaps the ball away. A quick shot block from behind on Taylor Peterson. Now it's up the floor with Clark, and she has it tipped away. She gets into traffic, stolen back by the Spartans. Now up the left side, Beeson back over here to the near side. Out top it comes to Smith, the freshman. She'll work against that 2-3 zone. Nelson fires it across now to the elbow. It's for Peppers. It's high, and she's able to chase it down and keep possession. Now back out top, it's Rachel Smith. Smith getting directions from the bench. So they try to work the ball inside. Now kick it across. Nelson here, right side, goes baseline. Loses possession there for a second. Is able to hang on to it. Now stumbles. And a quick pass down low is stolen away by Quinn Ruth. Back the other way now come the Bombers. It'll be Katie Clark working the ball up the floor here for Adair Casey. She gets it across the timeline here near side. Nancy Nelson picks her up defensively. The bounce feed now to Weiss. London Weiss, the dribble drive into the lane. Ball swatted away, loose, and stolen. Smith smacked it away and picked up off the floor by Peppers, and back the other way now come the Spartans. Peppers will leave it for Smith in the front court. Back here near side, Chancey Nelson to Smith, left wing, down in the corner. They quick feed it inside, stolen away again. Ruth jumps in front of Peterson and takes the ball away. Now Clark on the dribble up the floor into the lane. The pass across, it's Weiss. Short bank shot, good from the left side. London Weiss, the 5'11 sophomore with a half dozen points now as she banks one home off the window. 16-12. Up the floor quickly. Spartans break pressure, get it inside. Couple of quick passes. Next thing you know, it's Taylor Peterson in the lane with an easy bank shot. She's got a half dozen now, and it's 18-12, a six-point lead. 6 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Bombers with a basketball now front court. Westergaard over in the corner, double-teamed, trying to trap her, and she'll dribble out of the pressure now. And leave it out top. Now it's tipped and stolen. Her pass knocked away by Smith. And now Smith's pass knocked, her dribble is knocked away by Katie Clark. And the Bombers get it right back. Long feet up the floor. A bad one tipped away. Nelson slides across the floor trying to tie it up. And it is a shared possession. The ball will belong to the Bombers. Up off the bench for Adair Casey, Macy James will check back into the lineup. Only senior on the roster will come back in, see if she can settle things down a little bit. Up off the bench now, Taylor Paulson in for the Spartans. Also checking in off the bench is Claire Paulson. It's Bomber basketball. One more substitute now, Sydney Parker. Sophomore will check in as well for Exira EHK. 5:41 to go here in this first half. Basketball belongs to the Bombers, and they'll bring it up the floor. Katie Clark across the timeline. Right side, Weiss. Down into the corner now goes to Westergaard. Back on the wing, Clark. Out top, James. They work the ball around the perimeter. Back to the corner, Westergaard, the 17-footer. It's off the mark and taken out of the air by Hegrick. Spartans with a basketball now. The long feed ahead up the floor. They work it down low on the run. The quick shot no good underneath by Taylor Paulson. But the rebound tapped down low and picked up by the Spartans. They'll keep possession. Now out top, they work the ball on the perimeter. Parker with it, left side of the arc. Dumps it out top again to Claire Paulson. To the high post, down to the right side it goes to Taylor Paulson. Low is Peterson, the leaner, in traffic, no good, and the rebound to Westergaard. Adair Casey had the ball, now lost it as Peterson taps it away and steals it. And now Westergaard taps it away, and it's tied up on the floor. It'll belong to the Spartans this time around. Not real great ball handling here so far.
No, and a lot of defenders getting their hands into different passing lanes and dribbling lanes. They're pretty active with the hands right now.
Parker takes the inbound. Out top now it comes to Claire Paulson. She'll work off the dribble. Back to Parker. Left wing. She'll launch a three ball. No good. Rebound. Peterson. Peterson off the offensive glass. Banks one up and in. Taylor Peterson with the board and the leaner. 20-12 is the score. Almost caught myself there. 12-20. Comes pretty natural. 4:29 left to go on a steal as Westergaard tried to lob it down to the low post to Ruth, and Taylor Peterson took it away for the Spartans, and back they come the other way now as Hegrick fires it across to Parker. Back to Hegrick on the wing. Here right side, it's Claire Paulson. Fakes the three, and she walked with a basketball. Flashing across with a hand in the air was Macy James, and that created the traveling violation. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor as Adair Casey is going to ask for a quick break here. 20-12 our score. Adair Casey trailing right now on the road to Exira EHK with 4:13 left to play here in quarter number two. We'll take a timeout. Be back in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.com.
Your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee is keeping it current. Search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook or text Hot Deals, HOTDEALS, to the number 49833 to receive weekly text messages. Sign up at Hy-Vee.com to have our ad delivered directly to your inbox. So remember to search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook and check us out and text Hot Deals to the number 49833 for special savings and events only at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
20-12 our score. Exira EHK, the lead here at home. 4:13 remaining in this second quarter. This is the girls' half of our doubleheader tonight. Glad you're joining us here on the web at KJAN.com. Got Hawkeye basketball on the air for you tonight as the Hawkeyes face a big challenge on the road against UNI tonight. You can catch that at KJAN Radio. We've got high school basketball here as the Bombers get it up the floor now, work it out top. Macy James, right side Katie Clark. She'll drive, pull up, quick shot, off the mark. It's tipped. Hegrick comes up with the rebound down to the baseline, and she's bumped and fouled. London Weiss will pick up the foul, trying to box her in down low on the baseline. And that will be foul number two on Weiss, number five against the Bombers. Ball out of bounds in the backcourt. The Spartans will have it. Maddie Peppers off the inbound, back to Rachel Smith, and Smith will work it up the floor now on the dribble. Back it goes to Chansey Nelson, and she'll break pressure ahead to the front court to Peppers. Cross the lane, and too tall for Hegrick. It's off her fingers, over her head, and out of bounds into the second row as the ball will go the other direction now. Bombers with a basketball. A trail here by eight. They were within a point at 11-10 late in the first quarter. And outscored 9-2 since then. London Weiss, front court, drives the baseline. Bounce feed across. Nice feed. Katie Clark soft off the glass for two on the other side of the lane. That's the first points of the night for Katie Clark. Spartans now to the front court. They work it out top. Chansey Nelson, left side to Beeson. Now back out top as they work the ball on the perimeter. Out top, Rachel Smith. Left side it goes now to Nelson. Nelson tries to drive, feeds it to Smith. Smith outside the arc will step it back and reset as James comes out to pick her up defensively. Now left side Nelson for Peppers. They run the curl. She'll go into the lane. The leaner up on the fly, up and no good. It dances off the rim. The rebound put back up and in. Chansey Nelson inside. She's not near as tall as the gals in black jerseys there down low, but she was able to out-jump them for that one and put her right back in off the glass. So Nelson with the basket, and the foul inside, I believe, was against Katie Clark. And that'll be the second on her. And to the free throw line goes Chansey Nelson with a chance to make it a three-point play. And she does as she throws the free throw in. And now it's a nine-point ball game, 23-14 Spartans. And we've got a tie. Oh, we've got a carry call. Something you don't see very often in basketball because everybody does it all the time pretty much anymore when they dribble. But they called her for carrying the basketball, and that'll turn the ball back over again to the Spartans. So the Bombers with another turnover. Now Weiss almost with a pick, or James rather, here at center court, but they are able to control the ball and get it up the floor, and a quick shot down low missed by Cassidy Beeson. And on the rebound attempt, she goes up over the top. And that'll be foul number one on Beeson, just the third against the Spartans. Ball belongs to the Bombers. 2:44 left to go here in this first half. 23-14, Exira EHK. Bombers with the ball. Clark out top. James right side of the arc. Back to Clark, top of the key. She'll turn, fire up the three ball, and that's good as Katie Clark buries the triple from the top. She just got her first bucket a little bit ago. Now she's got a quick three. Maybe she's starting to heat up a little bit. Spartans, or rather the Bombers, could sure use that. 23-17. Zyra EHK leads with the basketballs. Nelson works it here right side. Out top Smith. She'll drive. Cross the elbow. Throws one up in the lane and good. Rachel Smith off the dribble. Stops and pops one in from 14 feet. 25-17 the score. We're down to 2 minutes left to go before halftime. Clark out top for the Spartans to the left side. Now they dump it down in the corner to Weiss. Back across it goes to James. Now Clark again out high. Clark with the basketball, right side to James. James on the dribble. Bounce feed inside. Nice feed to London Weiss. Tell you what, Weiss for a sophomore has pretty good hands down low as she grabbed that pass in close quarters. Took it right to the rack.
I've really been impressed with her control so far here tonight. She's got a good touch around the basket, too.
And they're going to get another chance up the floor as Maddie Pepper's long pass trying to break the backcourt pressure by the Bombers sends up over everybody's head into the bench of the Bombers. So Adair Casey gets it back down 6, 25-19. Minute and a half left to go here in the second quarter. McCorkle right side to James in the corner. Back to McCorkle, to James, and McCorkle. They play catch on the right side. Pass across, now knocked away and stolen. Taylor Peterson the tip, and the ball stolen by Chansey Nelson. And we're going to have a timeout asked for now by Coach Tom Peterson of Exira EHK as Nelson was on her knees trying to corral the loose ball as she lost the handle on it. That'll be just a 30-second timeout, and that's just the first for Exira EHK here in this first half. It's an interesting basketball game so far. It's not been terribly well played. It's poor ball handling, some poor passing at times by the two teams, but nobody's letting anything go uncontested.
Yeah, everybody's been hustling, doing a good job getting hands into passing lanes and contesting those ball handlers when they have the ball and forcing those turnovers. And I think more so than anything, rather than even saving the possession there, Coach Peterson wanted to get his club settled down a little bit, because that definitely is, I think, going to be one thing they really talk about at halftime, is harping on valuing possessions of the basketball and taking care of it.
25-19 the score. Exira EHK with the lead and the ball. 1:10 left to go here before halftime. Right side Peterson with it, well off the arc. She'll leave it here now for Smith. Smith picked up out top by McCorkle. As they go man-to-man, this time up the floor do the Bombers. And now a pass off Maddie Pepper's hands on the floor and tipped and knocked away and stolen by McCorkle off the floor. So the Bombers get it back. Under a minute now to go. Long pass up the floor. It's tipped out of bounds by Peppers. It'll belong to the Bombers. But Peppers just got a finger on that. I was thinking that was going to be a turnover. It looked like it was too tall for everybody, but Peppers just tipped it. Ball to the Bombers out of bounds. 51 seconds left here in the quarter. McCorkle off the inbound with it. Leaves it for James on the right side. James to McCorkle. Now across it comes to London Weiss. She tries to drive. Lost the ball momentarily. And we got a foul call on the floor. Wasn't a lot of contact there, but apparently Taylor Peterson reaching for the basketball caught her on the arm. That'll be the first on Peterson and the fourth against the Spartans. Bomber basketball down low. McCorkle to inbound. Here to the left side, it's James out top. It's Weiss. Weiss from 17 feet away throws one up off the back iron. No good. Rebound to Peppers. Up the floor come the Spartans now. Pepper, oh, lost it. Pepper stumbled and lost the dribble. It's picked up by James. She's going to run it right to the rack, and she loses it out of bounds. Little David Beckham action there as she dribbled it off her foot and then just tried to use her foot to, I guess, redirect it, but it's out of bounds and a turnover. The players dribbling a little too fast for their skill level on either side here. Up the floor now, 20 seconds left, Spartans with a basketball. Out top, Smith, they try to clear out now. 15 seconds left, Peppers outside with it. So they run the four-corner set. Peppers will turn and give it back to Smith. 7 seconds. 5 seconds. Quick pass inside. Stolen by Clark. Clark jumped in front of Peppers. 2 seconds. One. Clark stops. Fires a three. Just off the mark. As time runs out here in the first half. Clark had a decent look. Pulled up from about 22 feet out. But couldn't get that one on the run to go. And it's a six-point game here at halftime. 25-19, your halftime score. Exira EHK, the home team, with the lead here in this intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to tell you more about this as we are at halftime here in this girls' Rolling Hills Conference ball game. The first two games for you here tonight, the boys' game between Adair Casey and Exira EHK, will come your way just a little bit later on here this evening. 25-19, Spartans lead the Bombers here at the break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.com.
My teeth don't hurt. Hey, my great aunt's in town. I'm waiting for a phone call from the president. Our dog ate my watch. My insurance card got lost in the flood of 1998. I have fewer teeth than fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markham and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Jim Veal, Chris Parks back with you here at halftime at Exira EHK High School. 25-19 is your score here at the intermission. A home team with the advantage and a pretty decent basketball game. You'd expect these two teams to be a little bit more polished than they were very early in the season. They're three games in for the Spartans and four games in for Adair Casey. Both teams undefeated, but stepping it up a little bit in competition right now.
Yeah, you can tell that that's showing as kind of the jitters are coming out a little bit here or there, and at times some bad decision making, and most of the part that's because they're putting pressure on each other. Both teams are doing a pretty good job of getting each other's faces, and I mean there has been times where it's been unforced errors as well, but. A pretty good job by both teams really trying to work at each other and, get it up and down the floor when they get the opportunity, and a little bit out of control at times, and that's cost both teams. But, that's something that I think both head coaches are really going to talk about here at halftime is, maybe slowing things down a little bit, taking care of the basketball. It's hard to get a good read right now on what team's doing what better because they both kind of had flashes at times of doing good things, both running the offense, running up and down the floor, putting pressure on each other. So it's just kind of come in streaks here for both these two teams. And for the Spartans, they've just had a few more opportunities to knock down some shots.
Well, the Spartans had that run at the tail end of the second or the first quarter. They were up 11-10, ran off five straight to end the quarter to make it a 16-10 lead. And then they also had a nice little run there to start the second quarter, got them up by nine at one point at 23-14. But they've drawn back a little bit here in this latter part of the quarter. Actually, both teams with 9 points in the second quarter. So they played pretty much square here in the second quarter as the two teams battling it out here for the top spot here in the conference. An interesting conference again this year. You've got these two teams that are going to be battling out for the top spot. Derek Casey ranked in the top 10 in the top 15, rather, in the latest girls' Union High School girls basketball poll. And you're also going to see Iowa Christian Academy will have another strong team again this year in the Rolling Hills Conference. There'll be some pretty decent basketball on different nights played by some of these teams, so it won't be an easy skate for anybody through the conference season, like we've seen at times in the Rolling Hills Conference over the years where we've had one really terrific team and then some others. Cam also is going to put a good basketball team on the on the floor each and every night as well. So should be an interesting ball game. And this is just the first of two. We've got the boys game coming up a little bit later on. That should be a pretty interesting one as well. Both the two teams are 2-0 coming into the ball game later on this evening. So we look for a pretty good matchup between two coaches who have been up and down the floor themselves over the years, Mark Emgarten and Doug Newton. And they always like to tangle. So should be a pretty good matchup here in game two. We hope you stick around for that one as well. Again, sorry no on-air tonight. We've got Iowa Hawkeye basketball for you tonight on the radio as they face off against the UNI Panthers. But we can still catch you here on the web this evening. We do want to thank our sponsors, our web sponsors, for doing this for us as well. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic, Drs. Mark Markham and Sean Peterson Dentistry out at the Cass County Memorial Hospital facility. And also sponsoring Hy-Vee in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. I want to thank those sponsors for making this all possible for you tonight here from Elkhorn. 25-19, our halftime score. Exira EHK with the lead over Adair Casey as the two teams get back out onto the floor to get ready for the second half of basketball. Back in just a bit, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.com.
Your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee is keeping it current. Search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook or text Hot Deals, HOTDEALS, to the number 49833 to receive weekly text messages. Sign up at Hy-Vee.com to have our ad delivered directly to your inbox. So remember to search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook and check us out and text Hot Deals to the number 49833 for special savings and events only at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
My teeth don't hurt. Hey, my great aunt's in town. I'm waiting for a phone call from the president. Our dog ate my watch. My insurance card got lost in the flood of 1998. I have fewer teeth than fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markham and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Exira EHK High School as we get set for the second half of basketball here in our girls contest. And it's the Spartans with the lead here at home tonight, 25-19 over the visiting Adair Casey Bombers. And take a look at some of the numbers here for you from that first half of basketball. For the Bombers here who trail in the ball game, they were led by 8 points in that first half from London Weiss. She did a nice job on the block with some nice shots off the backboard there. Also, 5 points chipped in by Katie Clark, who hit a couple of late shots there in that second quarter. 4 points for Quinn Ruth, and 2 chipped in by Macy James as well. They've only been to the stripe once tonight, and that was an 0-for-1 attempt by Weiss. And for the Spartans there in that first half, they were led by Taylor Peterson with 8 points. Also, Maddie Peppers chipped in with 7 in that first half of play. 5 points for Chansey Nelson, 3 as well for Morgan Hegrick, and 2 points for Rachel Smith. They were 4-for-6 from the free throw line in the first half of play. And also taking a look at the turnover battle, I've got 10 marked down for the Spartans and 12 in that first half for the Bombers. So both teams not doing the greatest job of taking care of the basketball, and we know they'll try to clean that up. But I guess if you look at the scoring, maybe a little bit not what you'd expect from the Bombers, as they probably expect a little bit more coming out of Clark and Ruth here in the ball game. And for Spartans, it's a pretty typical night for them here so far, scoring the basketball.
Yeah, they want to put more points on the board, though, too. They've had a number of opportunities, but good defense interior on the inside by the Spartans here in the first half has really made them work hard for that. The Bombers have the better half of the size advantage with girls like Clark and especially Ruth and Vice down low, but they're not always able to get the ball and get the touches where they want them down low. Vice has had to come outside to try to look for that basketball, and after Ruth got a couple of good looks very early in the first quarter, she's been held scoreless the rest of the way. So they would like to have a little bit more success, and they're going to need to work a little bit harder to get that ball in down low and take the ball up strong when they do get it inside, because there's always going to be someone, particularly Taylor Peterson down there, trying to swat those shots away.
Yeah, and she's done a pretty good job all night, at least contesting shots, and she has a couple blocks already in the game, so that's definitely something they'll contend with. I got to imagine that the Bombers, even though they had some in that first half, will even try to settle down even more into that half-court offense and try to, you know, set some asserted screens there down on the block to try to get those two gals open with that size advantage. And, well, Spartans, of course, they always like to pressure and they always like to get up and down the floor and run, but I almost imagine they might want to do a little bit more of the same as well, slow things down in the half court, try to get some good looks.
But this is the time of the game. It's going to be key for the Bombers. They're down six here at the half, so they're the ones that need to make a move, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, because Tom Peterson's teams are legendary. If they're coming out of the locker room with a vengeance and playing hard in the third quarter and really turning up the defensive pressure on the full court. So we'll see what happens here as we get going here with this third quarter.
And we're ready to get things started, and the Bombers will start with the basketball, looking here from left to right, and it'll be Katie Clark who gets the inbounds, and she'll dump it over to James. It's James, Clark, Ruth, along with Mulder and Vice out there, the starting five for the Bombers. They work it right side to Vice. She dribbles out of traffic, gets her shot blocked by Peterson, though, on the baseline, and then the rebound comes down to Peppers, but she double-dribbled with the basketball, and it'll turn right back over here to Adair Casey. And they'll inbound it here underneath, working against that tight zone pressure here from the Spartans. Having trouble getting it in. They lob it in, and Peterson knocked it out of bounds, almost stole it. And they'll inbound once again underneath. Mulder will send it in. Bombers a little bit confused here on getting set up for their inbound. Now they get things stacked up along the right side of the lane. They break apart, and they get it into Clark. Clark will send it up high now here to James. Now over to Vice, back to James. Back over to Clark, and James will get it over to Vice, and once again, the Bombers are having right now to force those post players out high. Here's Clark now, will try to dribble, kick it over now to James, now back over to Clark left wing. She'll lob it down inside to Ruth that was fronted and backed. She was able to get the ball, though, missed the shot, and the rebound comes down to Beeson. Beeson up ahead to Smith, she'll run it, lob it down low to Peterson, inside the lane, turns, puts one up, and knocks it down. A little bit of an awkward shot, but she gets it to go. First bucket of the second half by the Spartans, and it's 27-19. Spartans with the lead. Here the Bombers trying to set things up with the basketball. James will fire it over to Vice. Vice gets a one-on-one, now stops and tries to lob it down. It's tapped around. Mulder able to track it down. Now here's Clark with the basketball. We'll stop, lob it over to Vice. She'll put up the jumper from the elbow, and the rebound's going to come off the rim to Smith, and we have a foul here as well.
That's Mulder's trying to sneak in from behind that time. She's in a place where she's outsized at 5'3". It's going to be tough for her to do anything underneath the basket, especially when you don't have inside position.
She picks up her second foul, and that's the first foul of the second half on either squad. Spartans now will lob it around the perimeter, and they get it over here to Maddie Peppers, who will drive baseline. And now it's almost lost, and it is lost. It's thrown away. It hit leg and then bounced out to Vice.
Good double team. Cut her off.
Now they lob it up ahead quickly. They get it off down on the baseline to Mulder, and then she's fouled on the floor. A little reach in down on the baseline there, and it's going to be whistled here against Rachel Smith. That'll be number two on her, first against the Spartans here in the second half. Inbound now will be sent in by Mulder. Having trouble looking for somebody, now gets it in. Ruth steps back and gets it, takes a shot immediately, missed it. Vice with the nice rebound underneath, and she puts one off the glass and in.
Boy, nobody stopped her. Vice just charged down the lane, got underneath, got the basket, or got the bucket, the ball, and leaned back to get the basket.
And now they throw it away. Smith got it tapped away and stolen by Ruth, who came out high to tap it. Now she'll lob it over to Clark, who fills the lane, and she gets the bucket in transition. So a nice job, and now we got a quick timeout, a 30-second timeout taken here by the Spartans, as Coach Peterson didn't like that sequence, and it's 27-23 now, a four-point ball game here as the Bombers try to rally back into this one here in the third quarter.
Yeah, good effort by Adair Casey. We, as we said, we anticipated a strong spurt here because that's kind of typical for Tom Peterson coach teams coming out of the locker room here at half. But the Bombers have kind of turned that around and been a little bit more aggressive here than the Spartans have in this early part. And remember, it was a 9-point game just a while ago at 23-14. Well, now it's just a 4-point contest.
So 27-23 right now is your score. And we'll have things inbounded here by the Spartans after the quick timeout. Taking care of some equipment issues, getting a Band-Aid out here.
I think one of the officials actually got something. I don't know if he got the ball or what it was on the tip of the finger, but looks like he might have split the nail or something, and it's bleeding, so he's got to get himself doctored up just a little bit.
All right, we're good to go. Inbound pass now here from the Spartans, and Smith will bring it across against some half-court pressure here put on by the Bombers. And now Smith almost lost the handle on the basketball, needs some help. She'll get it off to Peppers. They need to get it across to get it up ahead to Beeson. Nice pass down low to Peterson. She missed the shot, though, and then there's going to be a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be whistled against Clark, who came back to try to grab that one.
Boy, great opportunity by Adair Casey. Turned quickly into a great opportunity for the Spartans, but they missed the shot, got the foul.
Clark picks up her third. And that's the second foul of the half against the Bombers. Inbound, now working around the perimeter. Smith will try the three left side, missed it well short. Rebound by Chancey Nelson. Her putback is no good. Ruth contested it, and she gets the rebound. She'll push it up ahead. James on the run to Mulder. Now down on the block to Weiss. Turnaround shot baseline. Rims out. Rebound by Peterson, who filled the lane for the Spartans.
Yeah, nobody from the Bombers able to get back quickly enough to get in there for the rebound.
Push up ahead. Peppers, nice fire pass across the lane to Chancey Nelson, who got up the floor and was open for the bucket on the left side. And it's now 29-23 Spartans. Both teams have scored four so far here in the second half. The Bombers work it around the perimeter. They get it down along the baseline as Mulder tries to dribble out of pressure. They double-team her again, and now she throws it away. Pepper's got a handle on it, and it was knocked out of bounds by Weiss, and it'll be Spartan basketball. And now Hegrick checks back in here to the lineup for the Spartans. Chancey Nelson will get a breather. Inbound for the Spartans, and they work it up ahead against the pressure. Off to Hegrick, right back to Peppers, and a little give and go. She goes towards the basket, lost the handle on it momentarily, got the shot up, missed it. Rebound putback is good by Beeson. She was waiting for that one to come right into her mitts and put it right back up and in. Now a timeout taken here by Adair Casey. They'll call a 30-second timeout as Coach Corey Bartz wants to talk to his squad. There's another little flurry now here for the Spartans, and it's 31-23. 4:28 left to go here in this third quarter of play. And we'll have an 8-point ball game here coming out of this timeout. And just like when the Bombers looked like they were going on a little bit of a spurt, and the Spartans come right back at them.
Yeah, a little chess match going on here between these two coaches here tonight. But the two teams taking advantage of some of the turnovers. They just can't seem to shake the turnovers. It's just one seems to benefit for a little bit, and then the other seems to benefit for a little bit. It's just things go in about 4-point spurts here.
Bombers will inbound it here, and no full court pressure put on this time by the Spartans, so James will walk it up. James will send it over to Clark. Clark back up top to James, back to Clark. Now they'll get it in on the left side, Mulder. Back to Clark, out on the left wing. She takes a couple of dribbles, fires it back across to Weiss. She'll go baseline, shot up, dances around, missed it. Rebound by Peterson. She's doing a good job of rebounding the basketball inside for the Spartans. Here's Smith now on the run with it. We'll stop and pull it out. Pick it off to Hegrick, right back now to Smith. Smith to Hegrick. Hegrick a dribble and right back to Smith. Smith back to Hegrick, and now she'll dribble it right side, dump it in the corner to Pepper. She takes a step in, shot up on the way, missed it. Rebound by Weiss for the Bombers. Clark will bring it up the floor now. Left side pass Mulder, nice pass into Ruth as she spins towards the basket. Maybe got away with a walk, missed it. Rebound, though, tapped out, and it comes into the hands of Weiss, and she puts it off the glass and in. London Weiss now with 12 points. It's 31-25. Quick passing up the floor for the Spartans. They get it to Hegrick, open for the shot, missed it. Rebound comes down now here to Clark, and she'll run it up the floor. Off to James. James Lost the handle on the basketball. It's stolen out of the pile by Pepper. She can't track it down. Now she finally does up the floor. Sends it off to Smith. Smith to Peterson. And now they will reset the offense. Right side over to Hegrick. Hegrick back up top to Smith. Now here's Peppers with the basketball. Back up top to Smith, and Smith will back it up and get some instructions from the sideline. 2:47 left to go third quarter. It's 31-25. Spartans with the lead here at home. Lob skip pass to Hegrick. She's open for the three. Knocks it down. Second triple of the ball game here for Hegrick. She's got 6 points now. That's 34-25. Spartans with the advantage. Up ahead, they get it to Mulder. She gets out of a double team up top to Clark. She tried to answer the three, no good. And now we're going to have a foul on the rebound attempt as Weiss went through Peppers, they say, to get to the basketball, so she'll pick up the foul.
Well, that's a tough call. It was two players. Neither one of them had an advantage position-wise. Just the bigger one knocked over the smaller one.
That's the third foul on Weiss. And now Peppers is going to check out and get a breather along with Beeson as they bring back Chansey Nelson and Taylor Paulson into the ballgame here for the Spartans. And now another substitution here as well for the Bombers as they will bring in Brenna Westergaard back into the ballgame. Lob pass, and that one's going to be picked off by Weiss. She played cornerback that time, went ahead and stole it. And then up ahead, they say she dribbled it out of bounds. Thought it might have been touched by Nelson, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Spartan basketball. Claire Paulson, or excuse me, Sydney Parker checks back into the ballgame here for the Spartans. And she'll kick it off now here to Chansey Nelson. McCorkle's back in there as well for the Bombers. Right side pass here goes to Sydney Parker for Exira EHK. 1:56 to go, third quarter. It's 34-25. Spartans with the lead. Pack over right side. Open for the three was Parker. Missed it. Rebound Chansey Nelson, though, on the block. And she gets to Peterson. They pass and skip it around. Now it's stolen. James got a handle on it, but then she couldn't track it down before it goes out of bounds. So it'll stay with Exira EHK.
Both teams playing really hard tonight because the scoreboard doesn't necessarily always reflect how the game's being played. It's a low-scoring game, but points are tough to come by.
And now Quinn Ruth's going to get a breather on the bench here for the Bombers, and we have a traveling violation against the Spartans as they got it inbound, worked it right side, and a walk called. 1:34 left to go here, third quarter. Now the Bombers come back with the basketball. And they'll throw it away left side. James was looking for either McCorkle or Clark and kind of passed it in between the two and just dribbled out of bounds over there. Ruth, after the quick break, will come right back in and she'll give Weiss a breather. Hegrick will inbound now here for the Spartans. Get it in to Chansey Nelson. She has it tapped away by McCorkle, and then there's going to be a reach-in foul here called. Whistled against Chansey Nelson as McCorkle poked it away, and then they say Nelson got in the way and committed the foul. That'll be the second on Nelson. Second on here, the half against the Spartans. So Bombers back with it. They'll lob it down in the corner, and a shot blocked there as Pepper's got a handle on that one against Westergaard. Now they try to save it. Loose ball on the floor. Clark picks it up. She throws it away. It's tapped in the air. Picked out of the air again by Clark, and then a reach-in foul called. Can you keep up with that? A little pinball action that time down the floor, and now it's going to be a foul here. Whistled against the Spartans, and the Bombers will inbound here underneath.
A foul against Hegrick, her first.
That's the third foul now here against the Spartans. Now the inbound, they'll lob it back to the inbounder, McCorkle, and she hits the shot along the left wing. So McCorkle gets the bucket, and now a little pressure here at half court. And we're going to have an over and back call here against Chansey Nelson as she stopped as she just got past the timeline. And then when she was trying to dribble out of pressure, dribbled the ball right on that line back into the backcourt. Some substitutions here for both ball clubs. Taylor Peterson back in there now here for the Spartans. And the inbound, James will send it off here. They get it left corner to Weiss, who came back in after her breather, and now it's going to be dribbled off of her leg out of bounds, and it'll go right back to of the Spartans. 54 seconds left to go, third quarter. It's 34-27. Spartans with the lead and the basketball. Pressure put on by the Bombers. Smith picked up her dribble, needs some help. Gets it off now to Peppers, who came back in the backcourt to help her. She'll dribble it across, stop at the free throw line, pop one up, no good. Rebound brought down by Clark. Clark on the run with it. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. She'll lob one in the air over to James, and now a foul called here as Peppers stepped in across and tried to get it away from Weiss, who was the intended target. And that's going to be a number one of the game against Maddie Peppers.
That's what both of these teams need to do, is move the ball quicker. Under control, but quicker, because you can take advantage of each team's overly aggressive nature.
The height advantage that time pays off as they're able to lob it into Ruth. And she tried to put up the quick shot, and she's fouled by Peppers, so she picks up another quick one.
Yeah, Peppers without a foul the entire game until the last half a minute of the third quarter, and then she picks up two within a couple seconds.
And now it's going to be Quinn Ruth at the free throw line here for a pair. And the first one is good. Just a second free throw attempt to the ball game for the Bombers.
Yeah, the Bombers doing some things that are not doing some things they need to do to win. One of the things is get to the free throw line. If you're going to try to work the low post game and get the ball inside, you need to be going to the free throw line. But also Quinn Ruth and Katie Clark, not really the scoring factors that they usually are.
Second free throw is missed. Ball's on the floor, though. McCorkle came up with it, got it off to Weiss. She missed the shot, and Peterson comes down with the rebound for the Spartans. She'll get it off to Peppers, and now her pass is tipped, and it's going to be tapped out of bounds. Bombers almost came up with the steal, but it just hit the sideline. And now the Spartans will inbound. Pressure put on again here by the Bombers. Up ahead, they lob it back to Peppers, who inbounded it. Now she has it tapped away from behind by McCorkle and is stolen. James came up with it, back to McCorkle. McCorkle sends it left side to James, back to McCorkle. She'll try the three left wing, missed it. Clark with the rebound. Her putback attempt is no good. And that time going to run out here in this third quarter of play before anybody else can get their hands on the basketball. 34-28. The Xyra EHK Spartans with the lead here after three quarters of play. Jim Field will have the action here for you in the fourth quarter coming up in just a moment. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJN.com.
Your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee is keeping it current. Search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook or text Hot Deals, HOTDEALS, to the number 49833 to receive weekly text messages. Sign up at Hy-Vee.com to have our ad delivered directly to your inbox. So remember to search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook and check us out and text Hot Deals to the number 49833 for special savings and events only at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
Well, off we go to the fourth quarter as these two teams will slug it out one more time like they did in the second quarter. They each scored 9 points in the third quarter again. So the difference right now in the ball game was that late run by Xyra EHK at the end of the first quarter where they jumped out to a six-point lead. That's what they have right now. 34-28 is the score. Here as we go to the fourth quarter. The basketball belong to the Spartans to start this fourth quarter as they'll try to build on that half a dozen lead that they have right now. As Peppers, Rachel Smith, Taylor Peterson, Chansey Nelson, and Cassidy Beeson on the floor for the Spartans. It's McCorkle, James, Ruth, Weiss, and Clark on the floor for the Bombers to start this fourth quarter. Smith out top, Nelson left side, stops on the elbow, gives it back outside now to Peppers as the Spartans work the ball on the perimeter. They try to drive the lane as Peppers got caught in some traffic, got bailed out with a foul call. Going to whistle McCorkle with the foul. That will be her first and just the third team foul against the Spartans, or the Bombers here in this half. Spartan basketball, they'll inbound. It's Peppers on the right wing. To the corner it goes to Smith. She'll fire up a three ball. It's off the mark, hits the floor, and it's saved nicely by Peterson as Nelson comes up with it. Now Peppers left wing, a three again, no good. Rebound inside, grabbed by Nelson, and she'll put it back up in the end. Chansey Nelson with the basket. She's got 9 points. It's 36-28 in favor of Xyra EHK. 7:20 to go here in the ball game. Front court, James with it down in the left corner. Double team tries to dribble out of that pressure. She leans between the two, and she got the foul whistled. It's going to be on Chancey Nelson. That'll be her third. That's team number six now against the Spartans here in the second half. Ball belongs here to the Bombers. Quick three try from the left side wing. No good by Clark. Rebounded, though, by Ruth. So the Bombers keep it alive offensively. Clark cross here to Weiss. It's through her fingertips here in traffic and picked up now by Peppers. Spartans with the steal. Up the floor they come as Nelson slows it down, picks up the dribble, and leaves it out top for Smith. Smith right side now to Nelson. Back out top, Smith. She'll work the basketball now. Smith right side, bumps it down low, into the corner, quick toss on the baseline. Beeson, quick feed as a quick pass up top is to Peterson. She missed the shot inside, though, danced off the rim, rebounded by McCorkle. And the Bombers back up the other way now, 6:25 left here in the fourth quarter. It's an eight-point game, 36-28 in favor of Exira EHK. Bombers with the ball left side, they work the perimeter once again. Clark, left side corner it goes, McCorkle. Back outside again to Clark, now McCorkle. And out top, James, here left side, Weiss. She'll drive right to the rack, the right side lane. She throws it up off the glass, or off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound taken down low and kept alive by McCorkle. Now she'll feed it back inside. It's tipped. She tried to get it to Weiss, and it's tied up. The ball will stay with the Bombers. They have possession. Egrick will come back in off the bench now for the Spartans as Nelson will check out. Ball belongs to the Bombers as they'll look to inbound. And we're going to have a timeout asked for first by Coach Corey Bartz of Adair Casey. He'll call a timeout. It's got to be a full. That's all he's got left. He'll have one timeout remaining here in the game as he asks for the quick break. 36-28 the score. Spartans with the lead. 5:57 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Back in just a bit. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.com.
My teeth don't hurt. Hey, my great aunt's in town. I'm waiting for a phone call from the president. Our dog ate my watch. My insurance card got lost in the flood of 1998. I have fewer teeth than fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markham and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
Jim Field and Chris Parks back with you here at the Exira EHK High School Gymnasium in Elkhorn. 5:57 remaining in the fourth quarter of this girls' basketball matchup. First half of our doubleheader tonight. 36-28 is your score. Exira EHK the lead. Bombers have the basketball as we come back out of the break. They'll inbound. McCorkle down on the baseline in the front court. We'll feed it to Weiss. She works off a screen. Left side drives the lane. The quick bank shot up and good. London Weiss worked off a rub down low, was able to get the pass, took it right into the lane for the bucket, and it's 36-30. Still a six-point game. Spartans basketball, they lead. Front court, Hegrick, right side, the give and go, right back to Rachel Smith. She steps back and now lost the ball. Macy James tapped it away from her and steals it. Bombers with the ball now up the floor. James on the dribble. She'll leave it across for Clark. Now McCorkle left side, double team back to Clark, to James here on the right wing as they work the perimeter. Trying to loosen up that zone. Back out top it comes to Clark. James again right side. Now Clark out top to James once again. Can't find their two bread and butter girls inside, Ruth and Weiss. Now Weiss up the right side, and she's fouled. Going to whistle Maddie Peppers with a hand on the hip as she tried to get around her to the baseline on the dribble. And that'll be number three on Peppers, and that will send them to the free throw line, as Weiss will go to the line to shoot the one and one. Spartans haven't allowed the Bombers to the line very much at all tonight, but now they're in the bonus, and that can make a difference in a close ball game when you're trying to rally. Weiss, the front end is good as she knocks down the first one. Boy, the sophomore plays with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they're going to have to do there as well, and take advantage of those opportunities once you get there to the free throw line.
15 points now for Weiss. Make it 16 as she cans both free throws. And now it's a four-point game, 36-32. Don't discount the importance of being the first team into the bonus. 5 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. Smith to the front court now. Here near side, it's Beeson out on the arc. Peterson open at the line. Turns, goes down the right side of the free throw lane. Banks one up. It rims in and out. And Weiss the rebound for the Bombers. Nice opportunity there for Peterson. She couldn't convert. Now Clark up the floor, stops in traffic, dumps it outside to James. Back to Clark, left side, and she walked with the basketball. Not sure if she actually walked, but it kind of looked like it to the official. And that'll turn the ball back over, and we got another timeout. The Spartans will call timeout. This will be a full 60-second break. 4:42 left to go in the fourth, 36-32. Spartans lead the Bombers back in just a bit here on KJAN.com.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Jim Field and Chris Parks back with you here as we get ready for the tail end of this ball game. The frantic finish, 36-32 the score. Exira EHK the lead over Adair Casey, 4:42 remaining here in this fourth quarter as we get right back to action. Spartans have the ball, leading by four. They'll bring it across the timeline. Beeson out top now with it. Beeson, pass tipped by Quinn Ruth, well out top. Gets it right back, though. Now Ruth ties her up. The ball will stay with the Spartans. Good aggressive defensive pressure outside by Quinn Ruth. And that'll send it here to the sideline as the Spartans will inbound with 4:26 remaining. Peterson looking to key it in. Fires it here to the near side, and James races in front of Chansey Nelson to knock that one out of bounds. They'll do it again. Ball will be inbounded here on this near sideline. Peterson again looking. The bounce feed outside. Beeson has it to Smith, and they'll reset the offense now as Smith will try to work the ball on the far side. And a quick pass down low, tipped and knocked away. Ball out of bounds on the baseline. It'll belong to the Spartans. Smith will inbound. Smith looking, still looking, still looking. Finally gets it in just before the time, and they can the three. Chansey Nelson from the right corner knocks down a triple, and it's 39-32. Spartans with the lead. Front court Bombers now 4 minutes left to play. McCorkle here on the right wing, dumps it here near side. Weiss drives and has her shot blocked, and we get a foul call. She got by Maddie Peppers, who tried to get the steal, and then ran into Taylor Peterson waiting for her in the lane. Peterson, though, got her on the arm on the shot attempt, and Weiss will go back to the free throw line. When you're trying to rally, that's really what you like to see happen. You got to be aggressive and attack that basket. Either get the bucket or get the foul shots. And the first one missed by Weiss. She'll get one more. She's fouled on the shot, so it's a two-shot foul. Second one coming here from the sophomore, and that one is good. So she makes one of her two. 17 points for Weiss. She's the game's high scorer. Her team trailing, though, by six, 39-33, with 3:50 left to go in the fourth. Spartan ball right side. They dump it down low. Oh, nice job on the curl as they rotate Peppers down the right side of the lane. Got the pass from the outside in, and she's got 9 points now with the banker, and it's 41-33. Back left side now, James out to Katie Clark for the Bombers. Clark's been relatively quiet here scoring-wise, especially in this second half. Right side, Clark on the wing, fires it across now to James. James back out to the right side it comes, McCorkle. Now Clark. Clark off the dribble, going to drive and stop and look for help. Back outside to James. Can't find the shot. Now the pass across, tipped by Smith and stolen off the floor by Peterson. The Spartans get it back. Rachel Smith now backcourt, dribbles through traffic, breaks the pressure. 3-on-2 break as she now slows it down to Chansey Nelson. Nelson the pull-up, 16-footer right baseline, no good. Rebound yanked out of the air there by Ruth. She lost it momentarily, but Clark up with it. Here come the Bombers. Clark to James, left side open. The three ball is off the mark. Rebound down low, tapped, and it's going to be on the floor now, picked up by Peppers. A lot of players inside fighting for the basketball. Peppers comes out with it, and the Spartan bench asks for the timeout to keep possession and kind of reset things here. 2:45 remaining, 41-33 your score. Back in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.com.
Your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee is keeping it current. Search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook or text Hot Deals, HOTDEALS, to the number 49833 to receive weekly text messages. Sign up at Hy-Vee.com to have our ad delivered directly to your inbox. So remember to search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook and check us out and text Hot Deals to the number 49833 for special savings and events only at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
Well, here we go to the frantic finish, 41-33, an 8-point lead for the Bombers, or for the Spartans, rather. The Bombers got it to within four at 36-32. But a bit of a run here by the Spartans has stretched that lead back out to 8 points. Still plenty of time, though, 2:45 remaining in the basketball game, and the Bombers are in the bonus. Spartans are not. Spartan basketball now. As we come back from the break, they'll inbound in the backcourt. Peterson will key it in. Peterson to Smith. She'll fire it ahead now to Peppers. Peppers up the left side, sees traffic down below, so she'll pull it back out. Smith out top with the basketball now for the Spartans. We'll see how aggressive they are to the basket as Macy James slashes in front of Chancey Nelson, knocks the ball out of bounds over into the band. It'll stay with the Spartans. Out top it comes now to Smith on the inbound. 2.5 left to play. Smith out near the center line. And we've got a reach-in foul. McCorkle reaching in, picks up the foul. Might not actually be the worst thing in the world. That's the fifth team foul on the Spartans, just the second on McCorkle. Try to get that foul total up there fairly close. You're not scrambling around trying to commit several of them in the last few seconds of the game to send them to the line.
And it gives you the opportunity to be aggressive here, really go for the basketball.
So Smith out top working the dribble is McCorkle. Now Clark comes over to pick her up, and across it comes here to Peppers. Peppers with the basketball here well off the arc. Out near the center line here at the left side as she spins. Carry the basketball and brings it back out top. 2 minutes now left to go here in the game. Carrying the basketball as she spins all the way around with it. Now she'll leave it across the way and leave it for Smith. 1:50 left to go. Rachel Smith out top. Smith will drive right side, cut off. Now bring it back out top. Bombers need to be a little bit more aggressive defensively. Now as Smith curls to the three-point line and feeds it back outside. Peterson, to Smith off her fingers to the backcourt, and that'll turn the ball over. The backcourt violation will give the ball back now to the Bombers. Made up a good chunk of time, though, down to 1:34 left.
Really surprised the Bombers weren't much more aggressive there. Really go after that basketball, and if you commit the foul, so be it, because they're going to be happy to waste as much time as they can.
Clark with the ball now front court for the Bombers. Vice here on the right wing. Out on the arc to Clark. Back out top to James. James, Katie Clark. James, they play catch. Now McCorkle, left side, tries to drive into traffic. Struggles with it. Back out to James. James to the corner left side. Now to Clark. Katie Clark, top of the arc. Left side it goes again to James. Now to Clark. Clark across now to Vice. 1:08 to go. Vice spins in traffic. Banker no good. Got her own rebound. The putback is good. London Vice kept with it. Got the bucket. 41-35. 1 minute remaining in the basketball game. Smith to the front court now for the Spartans. Across now to Peppers. Peppers with the basketball. Peppers right side on the dribble. Falls to the floor. Picks up the dribble. And now we've got a timeout asked for by the Spartans. And that'll be the final timeout for Exira EHK. They don't have any left. And the Bombers have one remaining. 46.8 on the clock. It's a 6-point game. 41-35. Back with the finish in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.com.
My teeth don't hurt. Hey, my great aunt's in town. I'm waiting for a phone call from the president. Our dog ate my watch. My insurance card got lost in the flood of 1998. I have fewer teeth than fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markham and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
46 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. This girls' half of our doubleheader tonight. 41-35 is the score. The Spartans of Exira EHK with the advantage. And they'll have the ball as we come back out of the timeout. Spartans are not in the bonus. Bombers have one foul left to pick up before they would send them into the bonus with the seven. And the inbound, McCorkle in the backcourt now guarding Smith. And McCorkle needs to go foul. And she's not. Smith still over there with the basketball. Now Clark will come out as they get it off to Beeson. Now James slashes in front and tips it away and comes up with a steal. Now to Clark. The ball batted around in traffic. Clark on the floor with it out to James. James tries to throw up a shot. It's blocked. And now the ball taken away up the floor by the Spartans. 19 seconds left. Spartans lead by 6.5 the ball. Smith in the backcourt and nobody's fouling her. Now it's Nelson. She gets it across to Peppers. And Peppers is finally fouled here on the near side. Just as James knocked the ball away, Quinn Ruth comes up and commits the foul. That'll be the second on Ruth. Well, the Bombers just not committing the fouls when they actually needed to. Now Elizabeth Mulder back into the ballgame. McCorkle, or rather Katie Clark, will check out. 7 seconds left, a six-point game, and the Spartans not in the bonus. That was the sixth foul, so the next one will put them at the line. The inbound to the backcourt to Smith. And Smith guarded there by Mulder. Smith trying to dribble things out as she'll bring it across the timeline. And that will do it here as she gets across the timeline and the buzzer sounds just before she falls back across into the backcourt. That's it, 41-35, your final. Exira EHK coming up with the win here tonight over Adair Casey in this first half of our doubleheader, the girls' basketball game here tonight. Bombers just not getting it done late. They rallied and got close, but just couldn't get the opportunities when they needed to. They couldn't get the fouls they needed. Take a look at the score sheet for you here as we finish up the webcast of this first game tonight. As we run down some of the scores here in the ball game for you this evening for these two teams. First, for the Spartans, they win at 41-35. Two players in double digits tonight. Chansey Nelson led the way with a dozen. Also, Taylor Peterson finished with 10 tonight. Maddie Peppers had 9. 6 for Morgan Hegrick off the bench, and 2 each for Rachel Smith and Cassidy Beeson here this evening. On the other side for Adair Casey, they were led by London Weiss. She led all scorers with 19 points. Strong game for the sophomore tonight, 19 for Weiss. Also 7 points this evening for Katie Clark, 5 for Quinn Ruth, and 2 each for Macy James and Danny McCorkle here this evening. But just not enough, as again, that run at the end of the first quarter, the difference in the ball game as the Spartans win it by 6, 41-35 tonight.
Yeah, it's a good job by the Spartans to try to, you know, use clock there towards the end of the game. They had a good plan, and Derek Casey, I'm not sure what was going through all their minds. I know the coaches were surely trying to encourage them to get up and pressure. They had some fouls to give. You really need to go after the basketball much more actively than they did. And then, of course, towards the end, they needed to commit the fouls to stop the clock and then try to get the ball back, but just didn't get it done down the stretch there, and the Spartans hang on to get the win. A nice win for Coach Peterson's squad here at home.
So the Spartans with the win improved to 4-0 on the season, and the Bombers fall to 4-1 with the loss here this evening. 41-35 the final here in the girls' contest. Exira EHK defeating Adair Casey here in this one. That's going to do it for us here in Game 1. I'm Jim Field. He's Chris Parks. We'll be back in just a little bit with Game 2. So keep it tuned here to KJAN.com, and we'll be back live here in just about 15 minutes to get you ready for Game number 2 of our doubleheader here tonight. Thanks for joining us this evening here on KJAN.com.